الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطأها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness and out of His mercy, has opened up many avenues and has provided man with many opportunities to reach Allah. When the verse of the Quran was revealed, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا, that who is there who will give a debt to Allah that Allah will multiply it many fold. When this verse was recited, a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, inna Allah yastaqriduna wa huwa ghaniyun anil qard. Did I understand the implications of this verse correctly? Is Allah asking for a loan despite Allah being independent? Nabi alayhi salam responded by saying, Na'am yuridu ayyudkhilakumul jannata bihi. Yes, O my sahabi, indeed you have heard correct. Allah is asking for a loan, but He is just providing you with an added opportunity to enter you into Jannah. What were the words of Nabi alayhi salam? Yes, O my sahabi, indeed you have heard correct. Allah doesn't need the money. He's providing you with an added opportunity to enter you into Jannah. Then he said, O Nabi of Allah, let me then have a transaction with you. فَإِنِّي إِنْ أَقْرَضْتُ رَبِّي قَرْضًا يَضْمَنُ لِي بِهِ وَلِصِبْيَتِي الدَّحْدَى حَتَّى مَعِي الْجَنَّةِ. If I give Allah a loan, can you stand guarantee that Allah would give me my wife and my children Jannah? Nabi alayhi salam said, you promised me that, I guarantee you Jannah. He said, listen, O Nabi of Allah, إِنَّ لِي حَدِيقَتَيْن. I have two gardens. وَاللَّهِ لَا أَمْلِكُ غَيْرَهُمَا. By Allah's qasam, I own nothing besides these two gardens. إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالْآلِيَا وَالْأُخْرَى بِالسَّافِلَا. One is in a place called Aliyah, the other is in a place called Safila. جَعَلْتُهُمَا قَرْضًا لِلَّهِ. I give both on the name of Allah, on the condition that you secure my abode in Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded positively, but he said, oh my sahabi, let us do this. اِجْعَلْ إِحْدَاهُمَا لِلَّهِ وَالْأُخْرَى دَعَهَا مَعِيشَةً لَكَ وَلِعْيَالِكَ. One you contribute on the name of Allah, and other you keep back as a source of income, as a source of sustenance for yourself, your wife and your children. He said, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I make you my witness that the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. The better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَنْ يَجْزِيكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then definitely Jannah is for you, your wife and your children. He leaves from there very happily, knowing that the Nabi of Allah has confirmed his abode in Jannah. He then comes to his wife, was resting in the vineyard, in the garden, as was customary amongst the Arabs. You know, they would sit in the gardens, in the vineyards, perhaps enjoy the beautiful breeze, winds blowing, birds chirping, children playing, wonderful atmosphere. He calls out to his wife and then he sings poetry to his wife. That hadaki rabbi subul al-rashadi ila sabili al-khayri was-sadadi bayni min al-ha'iti bil-wadadi faqad mada qardan ila al-tanadi aqradtuhu Allah al-a'timadi bil-taw' ila manna wal-artidadi إلا رجاء الضعف في اليمعاد فارتحري بالنفس والأولاد والبر لا شك فخير زاد قدمه المرء إلى المعاد. He says, oh my beloved wife, I can no longer enter this garden, it now belongs to Allah. May Allah guide you to righteousness and prosperity. فارتحري بيني من الحائط بالوداد. Oh my wife, you know very well how attached and fond I am to these gardens. But I heard that Allah is asking for a loan. I made an agreement with Allah. I have given this garden as a loan to Allah. In lieu of this, Allah would give us a better date and better gardens in Jannah. فَارْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. I can no longer enter this garden. It belongs to Allah. Take the children and come out of this garden. For verily, piety is the best provision for the journey to Akhirat. His wife embraces him. She salutes him, congratulates him. And then she also responds with poetry. That بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَا قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْأَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّهْوَ الْبَلَحِي وَالْعَبْدُ يَسْعَى وَلَهُ مَا قَدْ قَدَحَ طُولُ اللَّيَالِي وَعَلَيْهِ مَجْتَرَحَا. She tells him, "O my beloved husband, may Allah also guide you to righteousness and prosperity. Indeed, I will stand guarantee on the day of Qiyamah that you have discharged the obligation of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given you. Allah has allowed us to benefit from these gardens, but I know very well you have given these gardens over to Allah. In lieu of these gardens, in lieu of these dates, Allah will give us more superior dates in Jannah." You know, she uses the word bala. If you study the Arabic language, you can appreciate the vastness and the eloquence of the Arabic language. When the date comes out of the tree the first time, the first form of the date is called halal. It is called halal. Thereafter it is called bala. Thereafter it is called busar. Thereafter it is called rutab. Thereafter it is called tamar. These are the different names of the growth and the development of these dates. Nonetheless, she then comes to the children. تَخْرُجُ مَا فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. She takes out whatever dates is in their mouths. تَنْفُضُ مَا فِي أَكْمَامِهِمْ. She dusts the pockets out. She throws the dates on the ground. Husband and wife greet. They embrace one another. Nabi alayhi salam, looking at this, he said, كَمْ مِنْ رَدَاهِنْ وَدَارٍ فَيَّاحٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَاءِ. Allah alone knows how many vineyards, how many orchards, how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will enjoy in Jannah. So brothers, one avenue that Allah has given us is for us to present our wealth on the name of Allah. Nabi Ali Salam says there are two angels in the skies. We have no other task other than one making dua and one cursing. Ma lahuma amalun. We have no other task, we have no other duty. One makes dua to Allah. Allahumma aati munfikan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one who gives on your name, give him a better substitute. The one curses and says, Allahumma aati mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, the one who hoards his wealth, destroy his wealth instantly. That is why it comes in Hadith Qudsi. When Allah created Jannah, shaqqa fiha anharaha, dalla fiha thimaraha. Allah let the streams flow in Jannah. Allah caused the fruits to hang in Jannah. Wa saqfuha arshur rahman. The roof of the Jannah is nothing other than arsh of Allah. Allah then addressed Jannah and said, takallami, when I have created you, what do you have to say? So Jannatul Firdaus said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Fortunate are those who will reside within me. Fortunate are those who will enter into me. Allah then addressed Jannah and said, وَبَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَا يُجَاوِرُكِ فِيهِ بَخِيلٌ. By the qasam of my izzat and my honor, I swear by my grandeur, by my honor, I would never allow a miser to set foot in me. I would never allow a miser to enter into Jannah. I would never allow a miser to enter into you. When the Nabi of Allah was leaving this world, the greatest calamity, the greatest catastrophe that could come upon the entire human race, when every man, every woman, every person was sharing that sentiments of that agony and that separation, his honorable wives surround the Nabi of Allah. Each one knows the Nabi of Allah is going to leave. Nabi alayhi salam gathers his wives and he leaves them with one advice. أَسْرَحُ كُنَّ لُحُوقًا بِي أَطْوَلُ كُنَّ يَدًا. Every wife of his was desirous to meet up with him first in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam addressing his wives, that wife of mine that will have the longest hand, that wife of mine that will spend the most in the path of Allah, will be that wife of mine that will meet up with me first in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ حَبِيبِ جِبْرِيلِ. Allah sent my beloved Jibreel to Ibrahim, Khalilullah. And he came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he told him that, O Ibrahim, Allah has sent me to tell you, إِنِّي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْكَ خَلِيلًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّكَ أَعْبُدَ عِبَادٍ لِي. Allah has sent me to inform you, Daru Ibrahim, I have not made you my friend because you have worshipped me the most. وَلَكِنْ اطْلَعْتُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But I have searched the hearts of mankind. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ قَلْبًا أَسْخَى مِنْ قَلْبِكَ. I did not find a more generous heart than yours. It was this generosity that inspired me to make you my friend and my prophet. In fact, in one riwayat it is mentioned, when a generous kafir will be brought towards Jahannam, فَيَقُولُ لِي مَالِ خَازِنِ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah will then address Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam. عَذِّبُهُ. That punish this man. He would suffer eternity in Jahannam because of his disbelief. وخفف عنه العذاب على قدر سخائه الذي كان في دار الدنيا. But reduce his torment in relation to his generosity in this world. There is no other act of nobility that would avail a kafir on the day of Qiyamah. Of course, he would suffer eternity in Jahannam because of his disbelief. But his punishment in Jahannam will be reduced in relation to his generosity in this world. To substantiate what I am saying, we all know the incident of Samiri, the man who had initiated the worship of the calf. Allah speaks about this in Surah Taha in the 16 juz of the Quran. When Musa alayhi salam returned, he was extremely upset. Raja'a Musa ghadban and asifa. Musa alayhi salam wanted to kill the man. Allah inspires Musa alayhi salam. That, oh Musa, indeed the crime this person has committed justifies that you kill him. But oh Musa, remember he has one quality, and that is generosity. Because of his generosity, don't kill him, only curse him. Hence Musa alayhi salam cursed the man, and thereafter this man lived a life of loneliness. So brothers, one avenue that Allah has given us is for us to present our wealth on the name of Allah. We have to endeavor to advance ourselves both physically, in both physical worship as well as those forms of ibadah that are monetary related. Today I just want to speak on one aspect, and that is the virtue of charity. The hadith that I quoted before you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that badiru bis sadaqah, hasten in giving charity. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَىٰ أَلَىٰ يَتَخَطَّأُهَا. Verily no calamity, no tragedy would surpass charity. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? No calamity, no tragedy would surpass charity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ لَتُدْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبِّ. Charity cools the anger of Allah. You know, like I always mention, generally when a person commits a crime, then we find a person makes tawbah, you recite the Quran al-Kareem, you perform nawafil salah. As a token of repentance from that sin that was committed, charity should also be given on the name of Allah. So what did Nabi alayhi salam say? When a person gives charity, it cools the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. And it safeguards a person from an unpleasant death. It averts and diverts calamities. People are talking about insurance and outsurance, cut off the middleman, lower premiums, whatever have you. Wallah, there is no better way in which you can secure yourself and your family than giving charity on the name of Allah. The ayat al-kareema that I recited before you, Allah paints a beautiful scene, a wonderful picture. That there was an elderly man who was living on a farm with his sons, and when the poor people used to come, when he used to harvest the crops, he used to give charity. Cutting a long story short, the poor people used to come, he used to give them charity. The father passed away, the youngsters inherited the estate. The youth of that time, like the youth of today, who think they are smart, competent, intellectual, they say, you know what, we have inherited the estate of our father. We are now the heirs. We should do away with this particular practice of our father. From now on, whoever comes, they must pay the price like everyone else. The father passed away, the youngsters inherited. While the father continued with their practice, so many calamities were being averted and so much of barakah was coming home. Subhanallah, brothers, listen to the words of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah speaks about the discussion of the brothers. While they come early that day ready to harvest the crops before the poor people come. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They advance while they secretly discuss amongst themselves. أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. That no poor person must come. The poor people come, they must pay the price like everyone else. In this way we can multiply what we have. One of the brothers said that, no. You know, we are playing on a very delicate line here. Our respected father had a noble practice. You know, it seems tempting, it sounds tempting, we will make more money. But we don't know what was the hidden benefit of the charity. So nonetheless, they argue with one another. And the other brothers, they manipulate and they tell this brother, if you want to stay behind, you can stay behind. We are going ahead to harvest the crops before the poor people come. This is how you and I also think. That in this way we can multiply our wealth. Brothers, Islam has shown us a better way of multiplying our wealth. And that is giving on the name of Allah. Subhanallah. Allah says that these brothers, they are only planning, they are only plotting. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They are only planning, they are only plotting that we will harvest the crops before the poor people come. Allah says those gardens were reduced to ruins beyond recognition. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Whilst they were fast asleep. They are only planning, they are only plotting, this is what we would do. Allah said those gardens were reduced to ruins beyond recognition. as the brothers come early that morning, ready to harvest the crops, وَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ, that for a moment, that's the words of the Quran al-Kareem, it was reduced to ruins beyond recognition, that the initial reaction of the brothers was, that إِنَّا لَضَالُونَ, that perhaps we have come to somebody else's farm. But no, they looked around, they contemplated. They said, إِنَّا لَمَحْرُومُونَ, we have been divinely deprived by Allah. That brother who had secretly advised them, he said, didn't I tell you not to do this? Didn't I tell you? قَالَ أَوْسَتُهُمْ, that is why Nabi alayhi salam encourages the businessman to give charity. Brothers, you have 10,000 rand, your takings for the day. You take 1,000 rand, you give it in charity. You come home with 9,000. Outwardly it appears as though your wealth has decreased. But I swear by Allah, the 1,000 rand that you have given in charity has averted and diverted calamities of 90,000. And one is to come home with 10,000 rand. And when the calamity strikes, that money will go from doctors to lawyers to problems to advocates to worries. And you earn absolutely no reward. Pay in advance, store in the bank of Allah. Get rewarded and have your calamities averted and diverted on the name of Allah. The riwayat appears in Kanzul Ummal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, that there was a person in the previous nations who had an evil practice, that whenever a bird would lay an egg and it would hatch and a nestling would be born, this cruel man would come and mercilessly in front of the parents snatch the nestlings away. فَشَكَى ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, this bird then complained to Allah that, Ya Allah, you know, whenever we lay an egg, a nestling is born, this cruel man comes and mercilessly in front of us, he snatches the nestling away. Ibn Asakir has made mention of this riwayat. Allah Ta'ala then inspired the birds. In huwa aad fasa'uhlikuhu. Allah Ta'ala then inspired the birds. If this man ever does that again, I will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, similar thing happens. The birds lay an egg. It hatches, two nestlings are born. This man gets to know about this. Wasnada Sulaiman. He takes his step ladder. As he's advancing, he knew the precise location of this nest. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي طَرْفِ الْقَرْيَةِ, when he was in that locality, لَقِيَهُ سَائِلْ, he met one beggar. So the beggar asked him for something. فَأَعْطَاهُ رَغِيفًا مِنْ زَادِهِ, he opened up whatever he had. He took out a piece of bread and he gave it to the beggar. And then he continued. He then comes to this tree. He climbs onto the step ladder and mercilessly, وَأَبَوَاهُمَا يَنْظُرَانِ, while the parents are looking, mercilessly, that those birds are defenseless, he puts his hand in the nest and he snatches the nestlings away and he goes away. The words of Nabi alayhi salam, these birds complain to Allah, ya Rabbana innaka wa'attana an tuhlikahu in aad, wa qad aad, fa'akhadahuma walam tuhliku. O my Allah, you had promised, if this man ever does this again, you will destroy him instantly. Allah said, yes, but awalam ta'alama, أني لا أهلك أحدا يتصدق في يوم بصدقة ذلك اليوم أو كما قال, don't you know, I would never destroy nor harm any person who gives charity on a day. Brothers, I am not advocating that we go on committing sins and give charity. But more than often we find we perpetrate crimes. Let us make charity a common practice in our lives. Let us make charity a common practice in our lives. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? مَا مِنْ عَبَدٍ يَتَصَدَّقُ بِصَدَقَةٍ إِلَّا حُفِذَ مِنْ أَيْ يَمُوتَ مِنْ لَدْغَةٍ أَوْ هَدْمَةٍ أَوْ مَوْتٍ بَغْتَ. You give charity on a day, Allah will protect you from a sudden death. Allah will protect you from an accident. Allah will protect you from being bitten by a snake. In that same riwayat it is mentioned that there was a person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam who had an evil practice. He used to annoy people. People come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you rather curse this man. Isa alayhi salam, he said, he curses this man and he said that tomorrow, يَمُوتُ هَاُولَىٰ الْيَوْمِ inshaAllah. Tomorrow by the will of Allah, that man will die. The next day that man is walking around happily and merrily. They come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you know, you curse the man, perhaps your curse fell on someone else. The man is still living, he is walking around. Isa alayhi salam said, call the man. He comes before Isa alayhi salam. In his hand he had a bundle of wood that was wrapped up in a piece of cloth. Isa alayhi salam told him, throw it on the ground. He throws it on the ground. Isa alayhi salam told him, open whatever you have. فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَاءُ, there was a venomous serpent snake inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my curse, the snake had been ordered to poison you. But it's some action that you have done that has averted the case, the curse of the Nabi of Allah. This person says, I've done absolutely nothing. Isa alayhi salam tells him, Unzur mada amilt. Think carefully what you have done. He said, yes, yes, I was walking on the road. One beggar came to me. He asked me for something. I took out one dirham and I gave it to the beggar. Isa alayhi salam tells him, biha dufya ank. Because of that one dirham, you have averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah. So brothers, let us not underestimate what a great challenge Allah has given us through charity. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Inna sadaqata sir. Verily, giving charity secretly cools the anger of Allah. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, salasatun, three categories of people whom Allah loves the most. There is a group of people that are sitting. A beggar comes to them and he asks the group for something. They snub the man and they tell him to get out from there. One person from the gathering stands up very discreetly and he gives it to the beggar. Nabi alayhi salam said that that person who gives charity secretly, Allah loves that action the most. In fact, in one riwayat it is mentioned, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ. When Allah created the earth, جَعَلَتْ تَمِيدِ. The earth started moving and shaking around. Allah then put mountains onto the earth to give it stability. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ. You know, we talk about science and technology. The Quran has much to do with science and astronomy. Nonetheless, when the Malaika had seen this huge creation, they had seen the mountains, they asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, hal fi khalqika shay'un ashaddu min al-jibal. Oh Allah, have you created something more greater or more powerful than the mountains? Allah said, yes, I have created al-hadid. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. I have created steel, I have created iron. The angel said, well, we don't know what is this. Ya Allah, have you created anything stronger than steel also? Allah said, yes, I have created an-nar. I have created fire which can melt steel. The angels are enjoying this dialogue. Ya Allah, have you created anything stronger than fire? Allah said, yes, I have created al-ma. I have created water which can extinguish fire. Ya Rabbi, hal fi khalqika shay'un ashaddu min al-ma. Oh Allah, have you created anything stronger than water also? Allah said, yes, I have created arri. I have created winds which can divert and channel water in different directions. So the angels are enjoying this dialogue with Allah. Ya Allah, have you created anything stronger than the winds also? Allah said, yes, yes. One action, Ibn Adam, yatasaddaq biyaminihi fayukhfiha min shimali. When Ibn Adam gives charity with his right hand, that even his left hand does not know about this. This is more beloved to me than everything that I have created. This is more beloved to me than everything I have created. So brothers, this is the challenge that Allah has given you and I. In fact, in one riwayat, Sahabi Ikram asked Nabi alayhi salam, Ayyu sadaqati a'zamu ajra. O Nabi of Allah, which charity constitutes the maximum benefit? Nabi alayhi salam said, Anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun shahihun. تخشى الفقر وتأمل البقاء ولا تمحل حتى إذا بلغت الحلقوم قلت لفلان كذا ولفلان كذا. When you are healthy, you wealthy. You understand the value of the rand, dollar and pound. And you don't wait for your soul to reach the collarbone. At that time you say, so much to this madrasa, so much to that masjid, so much to that institution. No, no. Allah waqad kan. Sharia has already decided at that time how your wealth will be distributed. But now when you are healthy, you are wealthy. Take out that wealth and give it in charity. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, dirhamun yunfiquhu ahadukum fi sihhatihi. One dirham, one rand, $1, £1 that you will give whilst you are healthy and you are wealthy is better than 100, if not 1,000 at the time of death. What has Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi written? And let me leave you with these thought-provoking advices. Before I come to that, there was one pious person by the name of Hassan bin Abi Sinan. One day one woman comes to him begging. She was extremely beautiful. Listen to this incident. Allah had favored her with exceptional beauty. She comes to him and she says that, give me something. Give me a dirham. He looked at her. He found that Allah had favored this woman with exceptional beauty. Allah forgive you, someone beautiful has to knock on my door. Looking at the desperation of that woman, each man knows how vulnerable he is. We'll start talking about other charity than the charity of money. Allah give us the tawfiq. Nonetheless, this woman comes begging. Look at our pious predecessors. What role models they left behind for you and I. This woman comes begging. She asked him for something. She asked him for a dirham. He calls his servant and he says, "Atiha arba mi'a." Give her 400 dirhams. So the servant tells this person, that you know what, sa'ilatun tas'aluka dirham, she asks you for one dirham, you said I must give her 400. He said, no, I'm not looking at that. Nazaratu ila jamaliha. Allah has favored this woman with exceptional beauty. I favored that in relation to the desperation of this woman. It mustn't be that this woman knocks the door of some strange man and she is prone to present herself. Someone will respond very positively and this woman will sell her izzat and honor. I thought that let me give her 400 dirhams, make her independent. She can get married with independence and live a life with dignity. No other ulterior motive. One person comes to Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He takes out 200 rupees, he gives it to the man. As he walks out of that gathering, one person says, Hazrat, you know it is routine in that man's life to beg. If you gave him 10 dirhams, it would have been sufficient. He said, no, I gave the man 200 dirhams, making shukr to Allah that I am not a beggar. Making shukr to Allah that I am not a beggar. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, what has he written? Alayka bis sadaqa. Make sadaqa a common practice in your lives. Fa'inna fi sadaqa ashru khisalim mahmuda. Verily there are 10 benefits in charity. Khamsatun fi dunya wa khamsatun fi akhirah. 5 you will see instantly in this world. Ya ibadi, a'taytukum fadlan wa sa'altukum qardan. Faman a'tani shay'an mimma a'taytuhu. Oh my banda, oh my bondsman, I've given you surplus wealth. Occasionally I will ask you to spend on my name. That person who will give from that which I have given him, I will multiply his wealth. You know, you buy sweets for children. You ask one child, give me the sweets. He said, no, Papa, I'm keeping it for myself. You ask the other child, he said, Papa, take the packet. No, keep all, next time I will buy you a few. Brothers, what has Allah got to do with your wealth? When that beggar knocks on your door, he's providing you with an added opportunity to enter you into Jannah. So he mentions that give sadaqah, Allah will give you 5 benefits in this world. The first benefit, tathirul mal. Allah will purify your wealth. What did Nabi alayhi salam tell the businessman? Ala innal bay'a yahdharuhu al-laghu wal-halafu wal-kithbu. O businessman, O those engaged in trade and commerce. Verily trade and commerce is such an interaction where you are prone to lie, you are prone to deceive, you are prone to utter those things that are against the dictates of Sharia. So make it a habit to daily take out some sadaqah to serve as an atonement for those sins uttered in the course of the day that were against the dictates of Sharia. So brothers, urge each and every one that has gathered, make it a practice to daily take out some sadaqah. It would avert and divert calamities. Number one, Allah Ta'ala will purify your wealth. Number two, tathirul badan. Allah will purify your health. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ. What does the Quran say? Take wealth from them and purify them. Number three, دَاهُ مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Nabi alayhi salam said, how about curing your sick through sadaqah? Somebody is sick, give charity, Allah will cure that person inshaAllah. Number four, إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمَسَاكِينَ. It brings joy to the heart of the poor man. I swear by Allah, brothers, today the poor man is obligated to the wealthy man. I swear by Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will turn the tables. Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna lil masakeena dawla. Just as the wealthy have a kingdom in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give a kingdom to the poor man. And Allah will tell the poor people, walk around in Jannah. Unzuru man at'amakum fillahi luqma. Walk around and see if you could find anyone who had given you a morsel to eat. Aw saqakum shurba. Or who had given you a glass of water to drink. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Afzalu sadaqa an tushbi' kabidan ja'i. That the noblest form of charity is to feed a hungry stomach, is to feed a hungry stomach. Make people happy, bring joy to that poor man. What did Nabi alayhi salam mention? Sharru ta'ami al-walima. The worst food is the food of the walima. Yud'a ilayha man ya'baha. Where you invite those poor people who are desperate for that food. Where you leave out those poor people who are desperate for that food. And you invite the rich man who doesn't want to come. Brothers, for that man, you invite the rich people to add a flavor to your function. For that man, I swear by Allah, whether you put prawns on the table, you put anything else, it makes no difference to him. He has 10 other dawats he's trying to slot you in. He leaves out moaning and groaning. Nabi alayhi salam said, call the poor people. Allah will give you barakah in your wealth. Nabi Ali Salam said, really, brothers, your daughter and your son-in-law need the du'as of the pious more than the presence of the wealthy. I'm not saying don't call the wealthy. Call the wealthy, but take the du'as. Invite the poor people also. Allah will give you barakah. Allah will protect your wealth. One sahabi comes to Nabi Ali Salam. O Nabi of Allah, if we feed animals, will we get rewarded? Nabi Ali Salam said, satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. Satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. That is number four. Bring joy to the heart of the next person. Allah will give you barakah in this world. And that is the fourth point, Nabi Ali Salam. We learn from the riwayat that that person who gives charity, Allah will give him barakah. Brothers, today the definition of barakah, ask any man what is barakah, he will tell you it is the multiplication of wealth. The scholars explain, al-manafi'u al-kathira bi-asbabi al-qaleela. With minimum provisions, we have maximum benefit. That is barakah. Today, ask any person from one shop to two to three. Many people think that is barakah. No, barakah is you sitting at home. You content, you satisfied. You have time to spend with your family. You're not working from 8 to 8. You're content, you satisfied. Brothers, there's so much more I could tell you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has mentioned, لو لم يكن في الصدقة فضيلة سوى دعاء الفقراء. If there was no other virtue in charity, other than taking the du'as of the pious, it would have been sufficient to make sadaqah compulsory and wajib. Like I always mention, I mentioned to the sisters, when that beggar knocks on your door, my brother, when that beggar knocks on your door, he's desperate, he asks you for a job, he asks you for 30 rands. I swear by Allah, give him 20 rands, it wouldn't dent your pocket. Give him 20 rand extra. He asks you for 30 rand, give that man 50 rands. I swear by Allah, the dua that will come out from that man's heart, your jannat will be made. That dua will travel with your generations. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Inna min ibadillah, amongst the servants of Allah, are those servants. Wallah, you look at that man's outward condition, you won't give him anything. Ajulat maniyatuhu, qallat bawaqi. He lives a very short life. Nobody gives him any additional hospitality. But Nabi alayhi salam said, let me tell you, لو أقسم على الله لأبرا. If that man picks up his hands, whatever qasam he takes, Allah will make it happen on his qasam. If he has to ask Allah once, Allah will give him the highest abode in Jannah. So when that man is knocking on your door, do not squeeze the man. Brothers, we go to restaurants, we spend thousands of rand. You walk outside, you give the man 2 rand. Heavy heart, brothers, the 20 rand won't dent your pocket. Give charity on the name of Allah. Make people happy. Bring joy to the heart of your fellow men. Allah will give you the highest abodes in Jannah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that Allah give us the tawfiq. Allah give us the ability that we utilize our wealth and spend our wealth in avenues that earn the pleasure of Allah. May Allah inspire one and all. Wa akhir du'ana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.